Hello. My name is Ame After Dark, and today I will be recording a script titled The Monster Girl Manor, Part 2. This script was written by Bubbly Bunny. Let's begin. You have triumphed the first level of the terrifying and awful Monster Girl Manor. And now, you journey up the steps and into the house itself. As you munch on your mushroom, the effects of the spores begin to wear off, and you feel as though you are now fully in control of your body once more. Albeit very, very exhausted, you slowly creep up the ever-stretching steps. The sounds of the first monster girl's panting slowly fading and dying out under the noise your feet were making on top the old, creaking stairs. The staircase became pitch black. You couldn't even see your own hand in front of your face. When suddenly, wham! You smack into a wooden wall and almost go flying back down the stairs. Luckily, you reach out, arms flailing, and your hand grasps something to steady yourself. You quickly catch your breath and realize the thing you're holding in your hand is a knob. You have found the door leading to the first floor of the dreaded Monster Girl Manor. And with your heart pounding in your chest, you slowly turn the knob. And the old wooden door creaks open slowly. The first floor was barely illuminated by the moonlight pouring in through the very same window you peered through not too long ago. The foyer, the only distance between you and the living space. You step out of the staircase, and to your right was another set of stairs leading up to the second floor. You paused for a moment, contemplating whether or not you should continue exploring the mansion by skipping the first floor and immediately going to the next floor. But something told you that you should at least stay for a little while and look around a bit. You carefully tried to cross the wooden foyer without making much noise, but the creaking of the old floor had announced your presence to any monstrous creatures that may or may not be near you. You gave up on trying to be silent with your entrance, as you realized, there was no such thing as a silent option as long as your feet touched the cursed creaking floor. You walked normally into the living room, shifting yourself to face the window that you had looked through previously. You paused to look around the assuming living room. The room was decorated with old, deteriorating vintage furniture you'd see at an old lady's garage sale. Suddenly, you felt a cold, spine-tingling rush of air run down your back. You felt like something was being whispered in your ear that you couldn't quite make out. The puff of air had a sort of sweet ting to it. The smell reminded you of lilacs and sweetgrass. You whip around, but no one was there. You stay still for a moment, looking around suspiciously before deciding to explore the kitchen. You walk just around a sofa and you are practically standing in the wide open space that was a kitchen. It looked a lot bigger from the living room. You gazed at all of the old, outdated kitchen supplies, wondering if you could sell any of them for a good price. Your thoughts were interrupted by another gust of cold, sweet wind. You were more prepared this time for the huff of wind, and you realized that the sound that came with it was more of a gentle, depressed sigh, instead of words being spoken to you. You shivered. Turning around rigidly, and behind you on the sofa, a pair of glowing, pale blue eyes gazed up at you, sadly.
Who are you?
Wait, don't come closer. Please stay there.
Nice to meet you.
My name. My name is Lydia. I'm a ghost.
Wait, why are you coming closer? Please stay back. Don't come any closer!
I'm sorry for yelling. It's just... people don't really like to visit me that much.
I'm surprised you even decided to stay here.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
You know, I can't really, touch you.
You know,
my hands will just, pass through your skin. I'm sorry. I know it's a disappointment, but I don't really have a choice. I can't really leave here. Plus, you're not really allowed to go on until I say you can. So, if you'd like, you can just walk up the stairs and just skip me like everyone else. It's fine. I don't mind, really. Beautiful. Me? But you can barely see me. How on earth do you think I'm
not beautiful. You're just trying to be nice to me. I don't need it. I don't need you.
I'm sorry. I really am flattered by your compliment. I really am. It's just... no one ever stays. No less takes the time to praise me. It's nice. Thank you. Yes? Yes, I suppose that my breasts are, particularly big. Please don't compare my body to Amy's. If she finds out that you've been talking bad about her to me, she'd kill me. Well, yes, I suppose I already am dead. But I don't like it when she yells. I don't like it when people are mad in general. Sorry. I'm rambling. I'm sure you didn't come here to hear a silly little ghost girl like me ramble on and on about what frightens me. You came here seeking pleasure, I'm sure. But like I said, unfortunately, I can't give you what you're looking for. So please, don't waste any more time. You can go on ahead if you want. What? There is a way I can, pleasure you? How? J-O-I? What is that? Oh, I tell you how to jerk yourself off? Wait, would you like that? No, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. It's just, you know, well, I suppose you don't really know. I'm not very good at telling people what to do. Okay. I'll relax. Oh, you're getting quite comfortable very quick. On the floor? Are you sure that's a comfortable place for you to sit? I'm simply asking because, I wouldn't know. I can't feel anything. You want me to sit in front of you? In between your legs? If you say so. I just want you to feel good. That's all. Sorry if I'm a bit standoffish. I really don't mean to be. I'm just nervous is all. Wait! Must you take it out now? Don't you want to get to know me a little more? Oh, my. Yes, I do like it. It's, very... this is so embarrassing. Oh, must we do this so soon? I enjoyed our conversations. And, oh, I can't stop looking at it. I'm very, very sorry for staring. I didn't mean to. I've really been in the presence of, a man who was willing to expose himself as boldly as you have. Especially when such men could not be, compared to you. Oh, twitched. Do you like it when I, compliment you? My permission? To what? Oh, I'm sorry! Yes, you may touch yourself. Please begin. Oh, I'm very, very sorry. your hand. It's slowly stroking your shaft. There. That vein. Run your finger along it. Just like that. Yes. What was that? You want me to undress? Oh, I suppose so. If it grants you more pleasure, then I'll do whatever it is that you'd like, including, telling you what to do. Do you like them? Are they fitting to your taste? Oh, your voice. Is it difficult for you to breathe? Oh, you're just panting. I see. Well, I like it. Yes, I do like it. Wait, go slower. Slower. I don't want you to hurt yourself. You want me to, take off my bra? Yes, of course I will. Does this please you? Yes? Oh, I'm so glad. You can go a little faster if you'd like. Oh my. I'm sorry for staring. It's just so fascinating. What? You'd like it if I return the favor? What do you mean? Lift up my legs? All right. Here. Spread them more? Are you sure? What if you don't, you know, like it? I mean, that it's a possibility that you might not, you know, like it, and it might actually kind of turn you off, and I don't wanna, huh? You'll like it, no matter what. Oh. Gracias. If you keep calling me beautiful like that, I might. I'm sorry. Shouldn't that be, showing myself to you? No? You like it? Oh. Thank you. It really does mean a lot to me. As a reward, you can, play with your, those things as well. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so embarrassed. Yes, I do like it when you call me good girl. You're good girl. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm just so embarrassed. Yes. I do like it when you, call me, good girl. You're a good girl. I'm sorry. I can't contain myself. Just watching you touch yourself like that. It makes me want to do the same. Oh. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh. Does this please you? Yes. I'm so glad. Here. Rub up and down the right side. No, my right. I'm sorry. Not very good at this. But you're doing very well. You seem so eager to taking orders from me while I'm masturbating right in front of you. Would you like to tell me what to do as well? I'll play with my breasts. This? Yes, it does feel good. Are you feeling good? Oh, that makes me so happy. You called me good girl again. That makes me just want to. Hold your hands, please. I want you to focus on my voice, my moans, my sex, aching for you. Do you hear it? Don't touch yourself. Please, keep your hands just above your skin, close enough for you to feel the warmth of your exposed skin, radiating off your flesh, knowing that you want to touch yourself. You want to so badly. You want to stroke yourself up and down, up and down, as you listen to me. Pleasure myself while you simply listen. Keep edging. Don't touch yourself just yet. Have you twitched at all? Does the sound of my moans make you ache to continue touching yourself? Would you like to continue? Yes, I will allow it. Go slow. Touch yourself in small, light increments. Yes, keep going. Here, would you like your good girl to play with her breasts in front of you? Do you like the sound of my whining? As I pull on my sensitive nipples, you would like to feel them, wouldn't you? I can tell by the way you're leaning your head back as you stroke yourself just a little bit faster. Don't worry. You're good. Your good girl wishes she could feel you inside of her. She wishes that instead of her fingers pumping in and out of her slopping, dripping wet pussy, it was your thick, hard cock. Oh my. I'm going to come. Are you going to? Are you close? Do you feel it? Do you feel the sensation deep within you? The primal urge. The irrefutable urge. To obtain that which you desired all of this time. Come for me. Do it. I will come with you. That's it. Stroke yourself. Listen to me as I finger myself and come for you. Yes, keep stroking. Faster, faster. Yes, just like that. You're doing so well. Wait. Stop. Here, let me do it. I want to make you come. I want to be the one who makes you come. Oh, well, I can do this. Oh, I'm sorry. Is your hand cold? Does it feel good with my hand inside of yours? Pulling strings. It's almost as if me myself am stroking you. I can feel it. Your smooth skin wrapping in between my fingers. I can feel your veins. I can feel it all. Oh, you feeling both you and myself, pleasuring the both of us. It's too much for me to bear. Does it feel good having your hand possessed by your good girl, and watching her as she moves your hand up and down, faster and faster, while she continues fingering herself. Oh, it's twitching again. Are you close once more? Your good girl is so happy to hear that. Now, do it now. Shoot it all out. Come for me, because I'm going to come too. Oh, gracias. I feel it. It's coming. I think I'm gonna... Enjoy yourself. Also, yes. Oh, nothing but joy is in my heart from hearing those lovely words of yours. You may continue upstairs. You have proven yourself that you have what it takes. You have skill and heart and determination. And most importantly, stamina. Of course, you're going to need much of those qualities when you face them.
And so, with yet another level cleared of the ever frightful Monster Girl Manor, you zip up your fly and wave adieu to your ghost girl companion. She waves to you in return as you stand, watching you as you make your way towards the staircase near the front entrance. With a hearty pause, you gaze up at the stairwell, wondering if the deteriorating steps could even allow you to enter the second floor of the mansion. But with a puff of your chest, you grip the handrail and trek up the creaking steps into the next level of the terrifying Monster Girl Manor.